Welcome back to the program. Todd Zwillick with you on this Friday morning. Each month, 950 U.S. veterans, that's nearly 1,000, try to commit suicide. That's according to the U.S. That's according to the Army Times newspaper. For those who seek help, the Department of Veterans Affairs says 95% of patients last year were evaluated in 2 weeks. But a new report from the VA Inspector General suggests that that claim of 95% is vastly overrated and that less than half of patients are actually seen that quickly. The rest wait, on average, more than a month and a half, according to the IG. In congressional hearings about those findings earlier this week, Republican Senator Scott Brown of Massachusetts railed against the VA for failing to recognize the urgency of soldiers' cries for help.
I mean, I understand the delay. I understand that there are problems. I understand the claims goes over a year. But for somebody calls and say, hi, I'm thinking of killing myself. Well, do you feel that way right now? Well, not right in this moment, but I tried to hang myself yesterday. Does that count? And then to be blown off, it just makes absolutely no sense to me at all.
Now, that story that he's describing pertains directly to our next guest. Jacob Manning is a former soldier living in Columbia, Missouri. Also with us is Scott Swaim, veteran director of veteran services at Valley Cities Counseling. He's also a contractor for the Washington Department of Veterans Affairs War Trauma and PTSD program. Gentlemen, thank you both for joining us on the show. Jacob, I want to start with you. You can talk about the details of your suicide attempt if you wish or not. It's up to you. But did you try to reach the VA for help before you were in crisis? Could you describe what happened?
Well, I was feeling depressed, and I didn't know where to reach out at first, and I was just going out of it. So I decided to just hang myself. So I didn't want to tell anybody or anything, so I went out to the garage, threw an extension cord over the rafters and tried to hang myself, but of course it broke. So
after that, Jacob, when you did decide to seek help and talk to people about it, ostensibly somebody at the VA or you talked to a friend, tell me what happened next. How did you get to the VA?
Well, I called my friend Christina Roof, and she explained to me that I need to go see someone at the VA. So then I called the VA, and they asked me what had happened, and I explained to them. And they told me that they were, that they closed in an hour.
Scott Swaim, let me turn to you at Valley Cities Counseling there. Does Jacob's story sound in any way familiar to you? How does it sound to you?
Yeah, these things, you know, those kind of things, you know, unfortunately happen. There's no way you can defend, you know, what they didn't do for Jacob. You know, the thing with any service with the veterans that come to your door, I mean, you're supposed to help them, you know, right now and, you know, provide what they need. And unfortunately, in this situation, you know, it didn't happen. For Jacob, I mean, you know, it takes a lot of courage to do what he's doing, is telling his story so this doesn't happen to anybody else. But it's outrageous. There's no way that you can defend that.
Let me say at this point, and I should say that my father works for the Department of Veterans Affairs. He's a physician at Denver VA. He's not in the psychiatry program. He's an internist, but I should disclose that he works there. Well, Scott, the VA and its interactions with military health for years has been trying to get better at evaluating new vets who are coming from Iraq and Afghanistan, who are coming into the system, and they were doing a relatively poor job of it before. Those numbers are apparently improving, but here we're talking about all vets. They don't have to be recent vets like Jacob. This can be all vets in the VA system. This is a big question, but what's going on at the VA in a systemic way that's causing people to wait a month and a half when they say, I'm suicidal?
Well, you know, part of the things, they have made a lot of changes over the last 10 years that, you know, are good ones. You know, they changed the name of the Veterans Suicide Prevention Line to the Veterans Crisis Line, which, you know, is 800-273-8255. So, you know, and veterans have to advocate more for themselves. You know, one of the things that happens with vets is, you know, when you get out of the military, you know, you're not used to advocating for yourself to get this help. And, you know, the thing you really have to do is be more of a self-advocate, and families need to just go there and say, look, I've earned this service. I need this service. You need to provide it. And, but, you know, there's great doctors. There's lots of people there. You know, unfortunately, all we hear is the negative stories. You don't hear a lot about the positive stories where, you know, veterans are getting help.
Jacob Manning, you were a self-advocate. You went to the VA and you told them that you were in crisis. And you said, I tried to hang myself with an extension cord, and they said, well, we close in an hour, come back later. What happened?
was, like they said, they explained, the director of the VA there explained that at times, you know, it could have been a misunderstanding. The person could have been doing two or three things at once also.
Yes.
And when they may not have meant to say that in time.
Right. But the point was, you were in crisis at the time and you didn't get, well, you tell me what reaction you did get. How long was it before you were able to see somebody at your VA center?
I got to see him the very next day.
You did.
And I will say one thing is, the Columbia VA, their mental health is wonderful. And they really, once I got in, they took care of me and they did a lot. I mean, and a lot of that goes to their director, Dr. Hemme, who went above and beyond after this situation to try to find out what happened.
So you were seen the next day, and Scott Swaim, you did mention that there are a lot of great counselors, physicians, and everything else at the VA, but this seems to be a problem of systems and a problem of making sure that a veteran in crisis, a true crisis, is responded to immediately, not the next day or in a month, because statistics do show clearly that immediate response is important. Do you have a sense of what has to happen systemically, for instance, at Columbia, Missouri VA, where Jacob Manning goes, to make sure that the answer isn't tomorrow but is right away? Do they need, you know, do they need more operators, more phones? Is it as simple as that? What do they need?
You know, they need more people that, you know, understand that the needs are immediate. You know, the VA has to be veteran-centric. It's about who you serve. And, you know, if somebody picks up the phone, whether you're talking to, you know, someone that doesn't even work in mental health or anything, should recognize the fact that a veteran's in need and get them that service. So, you know, I know they're short on, you know, they're saying they're going to hire 1,900 more, you know, mental health folks. But, you know, their system is so huge, it takes so long to change it. Mm-hmm. And there have been changes.
Yes, an immediate response seems to be what's most important in this case. Right. Scott Swaim, veteran, director of veteran services at Valley City Counseling. Jacob Manning is a former soldier in Columbia, Missouri, who told us his story. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.